Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Gareth Corbishley is the financial and commercial director at Synthesis Software Technologies. He joins us this morning. We want to understand the landscape. How are South African tech companies doing globally? Gareth, good morning.
Morning, Howard. Thanks for having me.
It is awesome for you that you are here. So tell us how we're doing. I don't mean Synthesis. I mean across the board. How do South African companies compete?
Yeah, Howard, when I actually saw we were going to be talking about this, it's something I'm incredibly passionate about in general. I think when I was at school and decided what I was going to study, a lot of the sort of like the graduates that I was with were sort of like in a situation where post studying, where will I go in terms of work? And it was pretty much the UK, Australia, America, Canada, or do I remain in South Africa? Coming from Durban, even more so, it was do I go to Johannesburg, do I go to Cape Town to find work? Okay. So I think we're in kind of a situation now where from a tech landscape perspective, we're kind of trying to find ourselves in terms of how do we solve for the issues that we have here locally in terms of skills gap, talent pipeline, current issues with our government in terms of tax breaks around the tech space, etc. I really do think we already are competing globally, personally. I mean, we really do export what we have very well. But unfortunately, right now, it's very skills focused. You do see people, I mean, like a great example is Elon Musk. I mean, guys who have left South Africa have done incredibly well in the global landscape. If we can retain our talent here locally, I really do think we can compete on a global landscape. I mean, there's a couple of companies that have actually managed to export themselves, like a Mimecast. I'm sure you know the story around Mimecast. But I do think we need to get to a point where we have more of those examples. And the only way that's going to happen is we attract our talent to stay here locally instead of going offshore.
The fact that we have become global in the sense that now COVID has pushed us to a situation where people are able to work more remotely, does that work to our advantage or disadvantage?
I personally think it's actually working to our advantage. I mean, I've heard of multiple stories of people actually returning to the coastal cities like Durban, Plett, etc., going back to their hometown, working for international companies or companies in Johannesburg,
so I've heard
Cape
exactly
Town.
The same thing.
And that's a great situation. I mean, ultimately, if you think about some of the foreign jurisdictions that have done this very well, India, Ukraine, Poland, multiple Eastern European jurisdictions.
They export talent whilst the talent still lives and spends money in the country.
And it's brilliant because if you really think about it, it really is bringing foreign currency into the country. And I really do see us having an opportunity to really upskill our youth in the tech space specifically. I know we obviously focus on the tech space, but it applies to multiple industries, the accountant space. We've seen it before. So yeah, I think The fact that we are really in a situation where you can live anywhere and work for any global company or any company in South Africa really is a huge, huge opportunity for South Africa. But we've really got to solve for that skills gap. And the unemployment issue really is something that should catalyze this. I know there's obviously multiple...
Well, it should be the most obvious thing
correct.
In the world. We've got an immense amount of young people
100%.
who need to find work. We've got a skill shortage. Upskill them.
Correct.
Pull them into this area. And we really can become a global power with regard to technology.
Correct. And to be honest, like from an education perspective, South Africa is an incredibly strong powerhouse, both from a tertiary perspective, high school, etc. But the problem right now is just access to that education. If we can solve for that, partnering with global companies like an Amazon, as an example, AWS, really doing these sort of like YES programs. I don't know if you know about the youth employment program that the Cyril Ramaphosa actually pioneered multiple years ago. If we can really focus on things like that, partnering with global companies, I really do think we can start to upskill our youth, potentially within a year, and get them into companies that they are adding value, they're adding to the economy, they're paying taxes, and that's ultimately what we're trying to do here, if you think about it.
Do you think that the adversity that we face in South Africa is a catalyst for innovation?
Yeah, I think it is, to be honest. I think just in general, like what we go through is, if you think about from a country perspective, like the economic turmoil, unemployment, I mean, we saw riots in Durban, flooding in Durban, like this, we almost had a point where we're kind of exempt to the external factors that are going on in the world from a recession perspective, as an example. We really have had to be strong, resilient, and I think that's really like what the powerhouse of our country is that we are an incredibly strong people, and person that, we really do have a massive opportunity in the space, if you think about it. So,
yeah. And final question, What excites you most about the technology space in South Africa?
I just think it's kind of open canvas, if you think about it, is that the opportunity here is pretty much endless. I think from a South African perspective, we obviously very have our finger on the pulse from an African perspective, but we're very close to the Western world, the Eastern world. So I think we kind of are like fast followers from the Western world, but we really do adopt and escalate and accelerate very quickly from that perspective.
Right. And that is where we leave it. Financial and commercial director at Synthesis Software Technologies. Thank you for joining us, talking to us about how South Africa technology companies compete.